Welcome, everybody. The latest episode of Down to the Beat. You're live with your host, the most, John Ann.
Lefik, a.k.a. Chow Stacks. Chow Honey, Feek Day, Feek Daddy. What it do, what it does. We got a special building. We got a special guest in the building.
It's a special building today because of our very special guest. You're right. We're sitting on the same side of the room. That means we got an interview with the one and only T. Chandy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Do I have to like do a bunch of AKAs too? Like the chocolate chinchilla?
Yo, you can
like,
try.
Chocolate chinchilla. What? No. You didn't just think of that. Someone's called you that.
No,
before.
Bro. No, I haven't.
You did not just freestyle that.
Yeah, no. I was just thinking like, you know, he said child support. I was like, you know, like CH.
Chocolate chinchilla. That's fire. Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for coming back,
man. Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey. It's been a while.
Yeah, always good vibes with you guys.
Yeah, of course it is. Didn't you through as well? But we've got some talking to do about this new... Is it an album, EP?
You know...
It's only 19 minutes, 7 tracks long. It's a short album.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, the only reason I didn't call it an EP is when you upload it on, like, distribution, and then if you call it an EP... On Spotify, it doesn't go... There's no, like, EP section. It's either albums or EPs and singles. And, like, so it's, like, 7 tracks next to all your other singles. So I just called it an album just specifically for that.
Okay. So it would go in your, like, extended plays category.
No. So that, like, if I called it an EP, it would only be under, like, singles and EPs.
Lost in
Yeah. Okay, so, like, on Apple Music, it has a separate EP section, I think.
Yeah.
But on Spotify, it doesn't. And most of my listens come from Spotify, so I wanted to make sure that it was, you know, right
there.
Is that
what you did with all your other ones, too? Because they're kind of short.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I mean, like, I really like doing projects, but I also understand, like, I mean... Nowadays, people aren't really listening to projects. So if I want to convey an idea, it has to be shorter. But then the other thing is I also want to be putting out like singles throughout like the year. So it's like I'd rather like throw a bunch of singles out and then put a shorter project out. If I wanted to game like the streaming numbers, I could have put a couple of the singles that I put out earlier onto it. And that's something I may do in the future. But it is what it is.
Does that feel phony to you?
Pardon?
Like, does that feel kind of fake? Like, you know when, like, an artist will put out, like, a single 4 months before they drop an album?
I mean,
and then it just, like, does huge numbers, and then they just throw it on the album, and it just boosts them streams way up?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
it
feels
like kind of cheating to me sometimes.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's a game, right? So it's like, you gotta play how... Like, the way I look at it is... First week numbers and all that stuff's cool, but like it's like you want week 52 to be, you know, as comparable as, you know, week 2 or 3. So like that putting out a single way before does really good for like your first week and like overall sales, but it's like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably do it. You know what I mean?
It depends. Like, if it was a banger of a single.
Oh, yeah.
Like Butterfly Effect on Astro.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's a dope single that I'm glad made it on the album.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's like a God's Plan or something like made on the album, like, bro, we
really
didn't need that.
I was surprised Drake didn't put any singles on the new album.
On CLB? Yeah, he didn't drop any singles.
That was
really
interesting. Yeah. So, but like, I don't know. Like, I understand why artists do it. So I'm never gonna, you know. Because like, I might do it in the future. You never know. You know?
I'm not going to talk
like,
down on it.
It is like a business at the end of the day. There's a quota you have to hit, you know? Like, a lot of artists, their deals are dependent on how well their first week is, right? Like, if you get number one, like, you get this. And, like, especially if you're, like, a producer or, like, if you're, like, really A&Ring your project, like, that, this project that he A&R or executive produced, like, it got number one, so now their price goes up. You know, there's a lot of things. Like, so it's like, I completely understand, but it's also like, you, as a listener, you can also tell, like, like this song was out 4 months before, and now you put it on, and like, this totally sounds out of place.
Yeah.
But like, if it fits, you know. Yeah. And that was also a cool, I thought, you know, What's Next was going to be on CLB. And like, it would have fit, but also how moody CLB was, like, it wouldn't have, it, there would have been a contrast, you know?
So it's like, yeah, ass album. That's a great way to describe that album. Yeah, moody as fuck. Yeah.
I really like that album. You like that album?
We're going to talk about that album and more about the game in a little bit. Or the current state of the world. But before that, let's talk about Ego Trip. What are your personal thoughts on Ego Trip?
I think it's a, well, the way, even the title, it's all a story. So it's Ego Trip. There's a couple connotations. So like tripping on the ego. So like getting power and very feeling like, you know, there's nothing that can stop you because of how full of yourself you are. But then like there's also the other side of the ego. So like when you feel so down on yourself and you feel like
insecure.
You know, yeah, exactly. And then there's the two words separately, ego and trip. So like trip, there's a bunch of connotations. Whether you're tripping on, you know, something, some substance you took, or, you know, you're just falling, like, you know, like just in any sense of the word, like you're falling, like you went through something hard in life, you know, you like physically fell, you know, like, but and then ego again, like it's the whole, I really wanted to encapsulate all sides of the ego in the album, because like when we think of the ego, it's really about like the bravado. But what people don't understand, like being like feeling sorry for yourself is also very self-centered. You know what I mean? It's like there's like billions of people in the world. So it's like really like feeling like everyone's against you is like what is that? That's very self-absorbed as well. So it's the two sides of that. That would be the album.
It's that interesting.
So there's a lot of ways to look at this.
Yeah. So like even like the song, for example, like Wait a Minute. Like on the surface, it sounds like, you know, just a love song, or, but if you really listen to like the verses, you really realize, oh, like it's a battle with addiction. So it, yeah, so like the female or the girl that's being talked about in the song is you can take it to mean any substance that you're fighting with, right? So and it's like even certain ways like. Talking about my friends tell me I should quit, but shit, I can't help it. Stuff like that. It's like those little like conversation pieces that I have throughout songs are actual conversations that I had with a friend or that a friend had with another friend. Like these experiences that I really wanted to encapsulate because, it's just, again, like putting out an album. I didn't want to just put out songs together because I've done that before and it wasn't really the best feeling. I wanted to have a concept that I could stick to.
So that's what we were kind of thinking about this album, is it felt much more specific than your past works, which felt like, I don't know, in our last interview, I think we talked a lot about you just like always seeing great things for the world and for other people. It was just super uplifting. And not to say that this one wasn't.
No.
But it was definitely a bit more down than the other albums.
But it definitely had, like you said, elements of everything of like each element from the ego, you know what I mean? So I could hear the pain. I could hear the OT Chandy from like that dropped hundreds and trophies and stuff like that. So yeah, it's interesting. And it's crazy because we were also like wondering who is this she? Who hurt T Chandy? You know?
Like who hurt you?
But that's crazy, you know, that you say it's associated with like addiction.
Well, I mean, like it's a whole lot of things, you know, like obviously past relationships, substance abuse and stuff like that. And it doesn't, I speak in first person a lot because it could be my experience, but it's also because when you listen to it and, you know, when you're reciting it, you're saying I. So it's like these stories that it may not be my story. It may be a friend's story, especially with substance abuse. It isn't really my personal story. But it's I wanted to speak from that lens because it makes the songs more personal. You know what I mean? So, definitely. And it makes it feel like it's hitting more close to home. Because even if it isn't you that went through it, it could have been somebody that you know that's close to you. And it could feel like they're talking to you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It also sounds super weird in third person.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, it's, like, I mean, unless you do like a video, you know, first person's where it's at. Yeah.
I get that though. It was relatable, like personable and unique in its own, especially in your like past works. I think
thank you.
It definitely stands out that way.
You had some familiar features too that collaborated. Shout out to Old Sav.
Yeah, bro.
Killed it.
Old Sav, man.
He
does not miss, man.
Yo, like, when he said, like, I got 100,000 stories and they ain't on IG, bro. And I related crazy to that. Bro.
Is like, and this is why I love the guy, because he sent me a, there's another verse. Like, there's a original verse that it still hit hard, but I was like, you know, like, maybe we could do something a bit harder. Like, because, like, usually when I send him a song, like, I'll either give him the context of what it is, or I'll tell him, because, like, the guy's lived a life where he can say certain things that, like, I can't. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, like, this is like a two dope boys in a Cadillac type vibe. You know what I mean? Like, so I'll give it. And so for this song, I just gave him the context. And then when he sent me the verse back, I was like, this is cool, but I want you to go harder. And then he sent me this verse, man. I had to make the song the first song, because I didn't want anybody to miss that verse, because he like, it was D-Lad who helped me produce, like, we co-produced the album. Like, I'd bring him beats, he'd, you know, take him apart, you know, help me rebuild it. That switch up in Spin Cycle, that was all D-Lad. Like, he took it and just flipped it on its head, and it's just
saw that you worked with Tyga. I did he rebrand his name? He used to be referred to as Tyga from the Woods, or is that a different
artist? Yeah, no, he's rebranded.
There can't be that many tigers in
all. So I mean, just like a lot of us, like, just, you know, trying to find identity and everything. Like, Chikunte is his, like,
Chikunte.
Yeah, it's okay. Real last name, and he's proud of it. So he wanted to transition from Tiger from the Woods to Tyga Chikunte. So yeah, that's where the name change came from, but still the same guy, just as good, you know?
Kind of like that City Fidelio.
And that was on Clark Kent, right?
Yeah,
is my favorite song.
Thank you, bro.
The beat on that track.
Thank you, man.
That's what I love about your music, man. I love artists that are able to produce their own work, because it's literally like painting a picture. Like, you are able to express how you feel through sound.
Yeah, for sure, like, man.
You know, we heard in, and just how you're associating that with the title, Ego Trip, all different types of the ego. Yeah. Like, I really see it come together now.
Yeah, like Clark Kent, that's like, that's the ego. Like, that's that's the stereotypical
that's
ego.
That's the Chandy, like, I know. That's trophies Chandy, the 100 Chandy, you know? Yeah. Like, you don't need no cape, bro. Yeah, like, that's what Kanye even said.
Yeah, that song, like, not to be dramatic, but like, the clouds kind of cleared on the album. You know what I mean? There was a couple. I was like, man,
that's so funny.
Chandy, sad, man.
That's so funny that you said clouds, because when I heard the sample, like the intro part of that sample, I thought of the Simpsons intro with like the clouds and everything. So that's so funny that you said the clouds cleared.
Yeah, it felt just like kind of like a breakout track on the album. That's where kind of just you could tell the mood switch.
Yep.
But just back to Spin Cycle, also, man. Like, I hear in your verses, like, some similarities from your other projects, right? Yeah. So, like, in Spin Cycle, I kind of got the idea that, you know, life is a cycle almost sort of thing. Almost you're in a repetitive state, I think. And if you go back to your old project, I think it was in Joyride Through Daydream, in the Break It Down interlude, you say, like, you know, you're stuck in this dream and stuff like that. Yeah. So I just wanted to know, would you say you're more or less in the same headspace? Because also, like, in your last song, you still want to be the same old kid and all that. For sure. So
it's funny. So Spin Cycle, definitely it is about, you know, being stuck in the same cycle. But it's also like, just the terms Spin Cycle. I took it to mean like being brainwashed. You know what I mean? Like an actual, you know, actually the washing of the mind, like a spin cycle for clothes, right? So that one, of course, it is definitely about, you know, being stuck in a cycle, but the cycle that we're stuck in is this media and this almost like fake reality that's being portrayed to us, because like everything on the media now is either hot or cold. There's no like middle ground, like and it's very disheartening, almost, like you nobody's allowed to make mistakes. There's like, it's very like, be perfect or nothing, be macho or don't show anything at all. Like, it's like trying to pigeonhole people, you know what I mean? And so, and just really getting us all to think this certain way when, like, just a couple of years ago, we didn't care about these things. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, even the hook is, like, feels like I'm in a spin cycle. Everywhere I look, seems like I'm being fed false idols. It's, like, we're now coming to realize, like, some of these people that we looked up to or we thought were, like, a certain way, like, that veil's being pulled back and we're seeing, like, oh, my God, like, what we've been fed is kind of a lie. And that's, again, if you go to the verses, there's certain parts that are very similar. Like, I talk about similar things to, like, older music. And it's because, you know, there's still thoughts that are, like, there's the same thoughts that I had from back then. But it's slowly, I'm realizing, oh shit, the reason I'm feeling this way is, like, everything's kind of being pulled back.
That's, you know, because in that same interlude, you say something like that, like, I don't know if you mentioned the Gov, but you said they injected us with that venom.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So that's another connection I see there. Yeah. So that's crazy. Not to get political, you know, because the back Zane's now. And oh.
Well, no, it's yeah, I mean. Yeah,
but yeah, no, that's
just
dope.
It's but, like, it's cool to see it from there to where you down to this.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
this kind of teach, Andy.
Thank you.
Same Kid. I want to talk about that track.
Yes, sir.
Because that track was a fucking dope outro
track.
Thank you,
man. Thank you.
Talk about changing.
Changing, man. Oh, man. Just growing up, man. Like, just priorities changing, you know, really realizing what it is you want out of the world, and just realizing, like, these certain metrics that we've been told to, like, these are the things that you need to measure your life on because that's what everybody else is measuring their life on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it's even something like that, it's something I've known, but, like, just as, you know, like, now I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are, like, graduating from university, they're either starting their career or going on to do a master's. And then I have other friends that have graduated, got the degree, but they can't find a job. So it's like certain things that we've been fed is like, oh shit, it's again, similar to spin cycle. But then it's also realizing, like, man, like, I'm still, like, I still love rap. I still love music. I still love, you know, like, I love, you know, kicking back, you know, smoking with a couple buddies rather than, you know, going clubbing. That's still me. That hasn't changed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Certain stuff, like, you know, I still want to make, I care more about making dope art than being the biggest artist about it. And, like, these small things that kind of change, like, as you go, because, like, people start feeding you with these ideas. It's like, yo, you have to, like, if you want to do this, this is the route. But it's like, nah, man, like, there's no real, like, set path for anybody. Like, it really comes down to really just what it is you want. And, like, over the last year, like, and getting to the point of writing that song, there was a lot of, like, second guessing almost to, like, what is it that I'm trying to do? And, like, almost feeling like I lost my way, like, trying to make certain songs, like, that, well, it didn't really feel like at the time I thought it was like, yo, this is what should be happening and what I should be creating. But then looking back, it's like, that wasn't really me. It was somebody else's thought of me. So it's like really going, that same kid, the song is about still being the same, but also going back to being that same person, you know, really coming back to who it is that I am.
Definitely. Because I would say that, like, you know, a kid is basically your purest form, you know, before you've grown up to be filtered by like society or whatever norms, values. And it also reminds me of like a Kanye line where he says, and I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Like I like that. It's, it just shows like how you said you're trying to bring yourself back to who you wanted to, who you used to be, and just, you know, remain who you are and don't lose yourself as you get older through the sauce, through the game. Yeah, for sure. Definitely connected with that song as well.
Yeah, that song was...
And that song is also... that's the only song that I did not produce myself. That one was fully produced by D-Lide. And yeah, man, that guy, crazy talented.
Shout out, man.
I just think it's crazy. At the end of the album, you're talking about changing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's cool because I noticed through the first fucking six songs, right? That this is definitely not the same
Yeah.
T Chaney that we had before.
But you also mentioned,
not to say that's a bad thing, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the dope part about this album, I thought, was it felt very experimental.
Thank you.
In a new way. But I want to know, you know, based off of this experiment, how's it going?
Like in what way? Like,
how, you good, like, bro?
What's coming? You know what I mean? Like,
like artistically?
Yeah.
So like, well, here's the thing. What I didn't like about my last album, for example, is there was a bunch of great songs and concepts, but I felt like there was just points where I was rapping just to rap. Like, there was just too many words, or like, I could have said this I could have conveyed this point way easier with less words, less syllables. And not because like I need to dumb it down, but more like that's not what the song called for, you know? And like, that's what I was really trying. That's what I've really been learning over the last like year, 2 years, is really like sometimes being the best lyricist or the best songwriter isn't about saying the most stuff. It's writing the perfect verse for this song, not writing the perfect verse to go down in rap history. You know what I mean? Because there are songs, like, for example,
like you're swinging for the fences, but you only really need to get on to second base.
Kinda, yeah. Like, for example, Clark Kent. Mm-hmm. I didn't pull any punches there. You know what I mean? Like, I gave, like, that was a rap. So, like,
yeah, that's
those are verses. That was bars, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then, like, for example, like my song Long Way Home off of Joyride Through the Daydream. I love that hook and I love the concept of the song, but I felt like at certain points there was too many words. And if I correlate that to something like Get That on the album, where it's very similar, where like the hook's catchy and like mm-hmm. there's a concept to the song, but I pulled it back a bit as far as the wordiness and like how, just out there I was with like putting all these multi-syllable rhymes together just because I wanted it to be better songs. But like, don't worry, we got rapping coming. We got rapping coming. This month we're dropping a freestyle.
Nice.
For my it's not dropping on my birthday, but it is 22. Mm-hmm. And it's just bars, and I'm gonna still do that. Like, I'm working on this project with another producer. His name's Parkwoods, and it's bringing it back to, you know, like rapping, and it's just a full like Freddie Gibbs, like West Side Gun, like just, you know, bars. And that's a project we're hopefully gonna put out 2022. But I'm also working on tracks that are more along the lines of like a Bend the Corner, where it's more hype, because mm-hmm. I want more songs for performances and getting the crowd hype. But then I'm also going to be making songs for, you know, like social, like more, you know, like social commentary. Yeah. So like, I'm artistically, I'm going everywhere. But the reason the album sounds the way it does is because I was more focused on making songs than really showing everybody. I felt like,
do you think it was, you achieved that?
I think so.
Did
I think
you change anything about it?
As far as like the song quality?
Yeah. Anything like what? Anything after dropping it? You know,
definitely. It just dropped, bro.
I know, but like, oh, hey, back. Like, I can only definitely imagine you're critiquing yourself.
Yeah, like definitely. The biggest thing is I'm not a fan of the song's intros, because I like now looking back, I maybe would have cut some of them and just started right away, or I would have added more personality at the beginning.
Are you referring to your previous projects, or are we talking about
actually, in general.
Okay.
Like, that was something that I
love 100. I think that's one of the hardest intros.
No, thank you. But not musically. I'm not talking about musically, but just like musically, it's all the intros set a stage. Like, even Clark Kent, it's a bit of a longer intro, but that cloudiness, that dreaminess, like that intro I'm very happy with, because it brings you to a place. But something like Wait a Minute, I feel like I could have added a skit in front, or you know, like something like Spin Cycle could have been a bit more, you know, animation or personality at the beginning. So that is like the biggest critique I had of myself of the album. And since then I've been working on the intros, whether starting the songs right away, kind of like a DaBaby or something like that, just because I'm realizing people don't, like, their attention spans are going like that, or actually injecting personality at the beginning of the song. So that's my biggest critique of that album for me personally. Song-wise, I feel like delivery-wise, it's been my best performance as far as the way I deliver my verses and the personality I injected into it. Wait a Minute, I feel like now I may be able to do better vocals, but at the time that was like that was the range that I was able to do. You know what I mean? But yeah, like overall, I'm very happy with it. I feel like it's the best collection of songs that I have, like catchy, you know, good vibes, and it still conveys a really good story.
So you should be happy with it, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Proud of that. What's West End about?
West End. So that is just feeling like going backwards, like feeling like, man, all of this, and again, like the big storyline throughout that song is trying to, you know, get back with a past person in my life, but it's also just the whole like, I use that as like how would you say, the lighthouse, but then to explain everything else around me, like I'm back home, like I'm back on my bullshit, but like I feel like I was in another city, I was like chasing a dream, I was like doing something, now I'm back here, like I'm back at the driving around like the same McDonald's I used to get on like the school bus to see it drive past, you know what I mean, like I'm like driving next to, like going to the same gas station I was, like, so it's like it's kind of just feeling like stuck and like, oh shit, if I'm back here, does that mean like I'm the person I used to be, like should I be hitting up the people that I kind of cut out of my life to, you know, go back into the swing of all, like, should I just completely go back to that person, or should I, you know, move forward, or is this the world's way of telling me, like, just give it up, or is it I need to take this pain, switch it into something better?
Yeah, that was the vibe I was getting, it reminded me of, because when you walked in, we were kind of talking about how you were thinking about, you know, moving to Toronto and
Ottawa ceiling, you know?
Yeah. So is that kind of like the vibe you're kind of taking with the song? Like you kind of want to get out the city a bit? And
It's not that I want to get out of the city, because like honestly, like as far as living, because I've lived in Toronto. I lived in Toronto for like a year, right? So like as far as living and like the type of person I am, I love Ottawa because it's like, you can pretty much find anything here, even though there's not much to do, but you can find anything and there's so many amazing people, and like there's bad parts of the city, but overall it feels very safe. It feels like, you know, I can, you know, go anywhere, I can chill. But in Toronto, it's very busy, like everybody's, you know, it feels like a hustler's place, and it's cool like that to move forward. That's a great mentality to have. I don't personally know if I'll, you know, end up spending the rest of my life there. But thinking about moving there is strictly just like, just career wise, I think it would be a great opportunity. But right now, like that's something that is on the docket and is something that, you know, my actions right now, I am working toward, you know, I'm saving up money. I'm, you know, trying to see who's down to move. I'm still not at a place where I can get a place on my own. So, you know, finding roommates, stuff like that. And so my actions right now will dictate if that's a possibility. So I'm definitely moving, like, that's going to be the plan. But I also don't know, like, over the last couple months, like, I could even say over the last year, like, just meeting more people in the city, like, finding out what's going on in the city, really tapping into the scene here, like, I'm really realizing there's more resources and more people and more like dope creative stuff to do in the city. So it's like, I also don't want to shoot myself in the foot and like jump before I'm ready. So it's also like, I may just, you know, work like I am going to be moving to Toronto in the summer, and then might pull the punch and might think it's better to, you know, stay. And I mean, I can still go, you know, down for a couple of weeks and come back. So that might be something I end up doing instead. It all just, yeah, we're going to see how these next couple months go, because after this album, it's been doing good, but I'm already on to the next chapter, 2022, how we're going to be playing out releases and stuff. So that's always going to be happening in Ottawa. So if that makes, you know, some opportunity or something that gives me a reason to stay in Ottawa, then I have no, like, I'm not married to the idea of moving. Because, like, I mean, yeah, I love Ottawa. It's been my home, you know.
So, like you said, like, over the past year, it feels like Ottawa's really starting to kind of come its own, right?
It's awesome. It's and really cool.
You were talking earlier about the ceiling in Ottawa.
Yeah.
What's the difference in that height of ceiling that you've seen?
For me, the only thing is, like, the accessibility, like, or the ability to run into somebody that, like, is like, I didn't really understand it until I was over there, like in Canada movies, you're most likely going to run into somebody important if you go to Vancouver. Music, just because the biggest artist in the world right now is Canadian from Toronto, like, it's you know, it's a good place to be. Yeah. And that's the only thing that I think as far as a ceiling that Ottawa has, but like, because resource wise we got a lot of resources and there's dope people here, but like connections wise and I might maybe ignorant because like I don't go outside much, but I think there's more of a way for me to get a connection globally perhaps by going to Toronto. But I'm open to that idea of being completely wrong, like, and I don't want to offend anybody, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this for a minute and I don't know, man. Like, over here, but the thing is too, like you guys are saying, like there's something bubbling in Ottawa. Like,
it is, like, especially like recently, you know what I
bro,
mean?
Bro, it's
there's a lot of people here with great minds putting them together finally. And I can't say finally, I've only been here for like a year or two, but like,
yeah, but
it,
no,
just, it feels like from what I've heard from a lot of people who have been established in the city, it's just that right now the state of art coming out of the city,
everyone's hungry.
And they're not only hungry, they want each other to win.
Yeah, it's
that's
a collective,
the biggest thing, man.
Almost like Ottawa's art scene is a big giant fucking collective.
And like people are supporting other people, like, because we're really realizing that you need a scene to win. Like, you need a scene, and I guess that would be what the ceiling would be, I guess, is like the network and this like the scene, like, and that's something we're creating with people like City Fidelia. Like, those guys are really putting in work and like 100. Really trying to make the city like a big scene, and that's props to them, because like that shit takes work and they've been at it for a minute. So
would you consider yourself an introvert?
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, like, I'm definitely not afraid or to go out and, or like, not necessarily shy. Or, like, if I need something, I'm gonna go get it. But,
well, like, that's what I mean. We didn't meet you at your house.
Yeah. but like, it's like, I don't need to be out, you know, like I was saying to you guys, I'd rather, you know, kick back, smoke with a couple of people than go out clubbing. Now, that's just, like, I'm way more reserved to myself. I don't really, I never go out for the sake of being out, you know, like, I don't need, like, some people feed
you
off.
You don't go out, you go do things that are out.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
outside.
And it is to it is for sure to my detriment at sometimes, you know, like, I wish sometimes that I'd, you know, just take
you
a break.
You also pretty far out though, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all relative. Like, I mean, it was like a 25 minute drive here, but it's not to me, like, it's not really all my friends live across the city, like, right, I've been like either busing or driving, so like the second I stopped busing, nothing was too far for me.
Yeah, true that.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to bus.
I know that.
I used to bus to Carleton every day, an hour and a half both ways, so 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was but then the other thing is, like, a majority of the people I grew up around live in that area, so it's like,
well, and you've got your kind of team coming,
your
from
collective
that,
yeah.
Which
so
you say, which, right? You hear in same kid, you know, still got the same team and everything.
Yeah, bro.
What's that collective
surf
call, by the way?
Surf. Yeah. No, like, the guys are, we're still at it, so like, yeah, everything, like, as far as being an introvert, I definitely say I am, but it's also like, it I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, like, I'm trying to.
But I'm not.
It'd be sick to see surf in the scene, like the whole crew out there, like at the events and stuff. It'd be cool to see surf.
See, that is why, you know, maybe moving.
Just really making a fucking impact. But no,
like,
on
that's why moving, like, all of us moving to Toronto together, maybe, you know.
Oh, so all of y'all.
Hey. Well, it would be me, Kaz, and Tiger for sure. But because Ol Sav is still in Brazil, right? And then D-Lad right now is in Singapore. So he's over there living his best life. Yeah, he's over there for like a year. So so hopefully it is like the whole crew, but there are some international.
nothing that can't be handled through the internet. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man. No, so yeah, it would be cool. I definitely. Having, you know, there's been little, you know, weekends or a couple weeks where we'll all link up, and like those times is like the amount of music and like the amount of drive that's in the room is so like I can feed off of that for like a month, you know, that one weekend, because it's like, oh shit, like I've been really talking to people about this, but like when I'm making music, man, like and you guys probably feel this with whatever you guys are passionate about, like it doesn't feel like you're not there, you know what I mean? Like you're there, but you're not there.
Like time flies.
Yeah, like it's like that flow state, and like that feeling is like the purest form of being, you know. So it's like, yeah, just trying to chase that. That's the high that I'm chasing right now. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah. So what's it called? So I've seen you dropped a couple music videos for this album.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Spin Cycle.
Yeah.
What else have you?
Same kid.
Nice. Yeah. What else are you trying to do with this album? You trying to go out? It's now everything's opened up. You trying to perform?
Yeah. So trying to figure out some performance situations. It is a bit tough still, but you know, trying to see what I can do. Me and Tiger are talking about shooting video. You know, like definitely want to do more visuals. But I also am just, you know, pushing just my favorite songs. Right now, Ben and Jerry's is my favorite song. So I've been bumping that. So I've been like making sure, you know, people, that's the one that people are listening to. So I really, what I done in the past with albums is just drop and then push the whole album and try and get people to listen. But then what I find is, you know, a handful might listen, but then they don't really, you know, it just doesn't really stick. So what I've been doing is like, that's why I dropped the singles before that. That's something I didn't really do. So I really focused on Same Kid with the video. Then afterwards, Wait a Minute. And then Spin Cycle, I dropped the video. I'm pushing, you know, just, you know, Google Ads, stuff like that. And then now Ben and Jerry's, I'm just, you know, whoever I run into that is just talking about, oh yeah, I really like the album. Like, I just, you know, nudge them towards Ben and Jerry's. What do you think? And if they haven't listened, like, that's also a way to, you know if people have listened or not, right?
Yes, so ice like, cream on my wrist.
So
we listen.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. But yeah, so, like, really just going individual and, like, really, oh, I think this person would like this song. So I'd push that song to them more than, like, this whole album in general. Mm-hmm. And just really, like, just really pushing it personally and getting, because once you like a song, you're gonna show it to people. Yes, you know, sir. Like so that's really what I was pushing for, just because what I'm realizing, Spotify algorithm, like the songs where I've just gotten people to really like and save, those are the ones that really do well, because I can see when they're added to a playlist, you know what I mean? And oh, like this person adding to a playlist, they actually listened to this like 50 times this week. So it's like, the as much as I like putting out an album, people, unless you're, you know, Drake or Kanye, and you're dropping Donda or CLB, people aren't really caring. So I'm pushing this, like, certain songs to certain people. That's been where, and then obviously making content, but I'm still putting out more music. Like I said, this month I'm dropping a freestyle, and yeah, every month is still going to be new music. So
do you have a Twitch?
No.
I feel like we said that last time you were here.
I'd love to start one.
I feel like it'd be dope making beat on Twitch
I do want to. That would be cool.
Speaking of Drake,
love the CLB,
man. I really like it, because man, my favorite Drake, like, I don't mind singing Drake. I like there's favorite singing Drake songs, but he is like, there is so many stuff or so many things that only he can say because only he's made a certain amount of money just off of rap. You know what I mean? Like certain things and like just the ignorance that he, like rapping Drake over just those watery samples, those are my favorite songs. And the majority of this album was that. So I was pretty happy. It did take, I'm not going to lie, it took me a second to like Champagne Poetry. Because I love the original Masego song.
So, I saw him on Colors.
So it took me a minute to like that song, but he spazzed on that song too. So there are definitely a couple, like me with a lot of artists is like, I think there's just too many songs on certain albums. Like I feel like if he cut the fat, same thing with Donda. I love Donda, but if you cut the fat, that's like a classic Kanye album. It is, you know?
Yeah, facts.
So it's like, I love it, man. I'm moody, you know, just driving out, like doing deliveries, like just moody at night. It's a vibe, man. It's a vibe.
CLB.
I find that too. When a long album comes out, I'm like, man, you could have scrapped 15-25% of this album and had a really good, concise album.
Yeah, and I understand it. Like, you're gaming streaming. I think it's like 30 seconds counts as a stream.
So real?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. So it's like, yeah, and also if you have like double the songs versus somebody else's album, then first week you're gonna do double the numbers.
Basically Drake beat Kanye.
So like, but like, it just strictly off of the amount of songs, right? So like that's I understand why people do it, and you know, but I don't know, because like sometimes it's like it takes away, like views, I feel like it doesn't get enough love because of how long it is. There's a couple, in my opinion, and I love Drake, but I feel like there's a couple unnecessary songs.
Okay, like what? I really liked Views.
Six? Oh no, sorry, nine. Not nine. Certain. There was. off the top of my head, I can't think. But like, there's a couple, like, because the album was like 22 songs long.
Oh damn.
Yeah, like just 13 to 16. Ass album. Yeah. Bro, 13 to 16.
Views was better than Scorpion. Scorpion was too long, you know?
Yeah, well, that was a double disc too, right? But that, again, with Scorpion, didn't like it when it came out. But then again, after I listened to it, I was like, there's 15 songs here that I love. But it's like, there's what?
Seven that I hate.
Yeah, it's just too many. Like, that's just a personal artistic opinion, you know?
How are you finding like the current state of hip hop right now?
I love it.
Yeah?
Love it.
What's your favorite? What's your shit right now?
Yeah. Right now, just because it's a Saturday and he dropped yesterday that new Meek Mill.
Oh,
intro's fucking
sick.
I still got a jam at that.
Auto-tune Meek? I was like, I was kind of on the fact, because I saw snippets of him like working in the studio. Too. So I was like, what is this going to sound like? I'm happy
it's
with
not
the man.
Bad.
On my
it's
soul, not bad. That shit goes crazy. I really like that new Meek. Also,
what do you think of the album cover, though?
I love it.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
People are roasting for
no reason. No, I didn't like Champions cover art.
Yeah, no,
Championships.
That one looked, that
I didn't
looked
I didn't really like it. This cover art, I love. I love abstract shit, like Action Bronson.
Yeah,
I love his covers, man. He always does some weird. Because
he paints those himself.
Yeah, he either paints them or like there's like weird animations, like Blue Chips, that series.
Yeah,
crazy animation. Like I think
I love Mr. Wonderful, like him, like
the splits. Yeah, man. No, but Meek has been my shit right now since it's come out. But also, there's this New York artist Anik Khan. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. Mm-hmm. He's Bengali, I believe. But he does like rap and like Desi fusion type music. It's dope. He's got Boss on the new tape. So like that's been a vibe too. I really like the way he like mixes stuff, and you know, gotta support the brown boys. So
yes, sir. I even love it when you said brown skin shining, bro.
Oh
like,
yeah, bro.
I don't hear a lot of that. I'm half Indian too, so I really connect.
Nah,
with
so
that,
like man. That. What else have I been listening to? The new Keem.
That
beats
the production. Did you like it better than CLB and Donda?
I don't know. I have a hard time saying if I like stuff better. Like even like CLB and Donda, like I really like.
They do different things.
Yeah, they do different things because like if you play Donda and CLB, like Donda sounds way more cinematic because that's what it's supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Like Baby Keem's album is like. I've listened to Die For My Bitch, and I think he has another tape.
He does. I can't remember the name of it.
But I've listened to those, and I liked it. But this is different, like, as far as the production. And that's what I really like. The beats are, like, trap, but they're not. Like, it's very abstract trap, almost. Like, the sample choice, the choice in choirs, His song 16 is more like it's really weird. It's like almost like it's like a four on the floor drum, but like throughout the entire thing, but like he's singing, and like, so it's like it's really cool.
What's your album of the year being?
Whoa, Tyler, easy. Tyler the Creator. Wow. If you call it, bro, the guy, like I didn't mind Igor. I didn't mind, but it wasn't my favorite. Like mm-hmm. The thing is, I don't really like much of Tyler's older music. Like Flower Boy is where I start, because wow. I don't really like his older stuff. Like some of Cherry Bomb has grown on me after I've gone back and listened. But I wasn't expecting the fact that he did a Gangster Grills, bro. That the child in me, like the child hip hop fan, like the dedication, like Lil Wayne dedication fan in me, like mm-hmm. bro, I was ecstatic. I'm still listening to that album. Close second. I mean, I don't know. I really like Cole's album, but it's also because I'm a Cole stan. Off season.
Sorry, my bad.
But it's all good, bro. But so I like that too. But the thing is with me is I already have my favorite Cole song. So like I may not. I listen to Born Sinner more. Yeah, like this year I've listened to Born Sinner and 2014 more than I have Off Season. Like that's just because. I've already have my favorite Cole songs.
That's an underrated Cole album for sure.
Born Sinner?
Born Sinner.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah. Like it is man. That was one of the albums. That was I think the first full-length Cole album I listened to.
Yeah, me too.
Cuz that was the time the Yeezus came out the same time. I was kind of
with the sound off.
Like I like looking back now, Yeezus changed the game, but like at the time I was so mad when I listened to Yeezus, and then like I was like, oh, okay, J. Cole dropped a new album, and then I became a fan. You know what I mean? Like, they dropped the same day. Like, Cole moved up his album to drop, and I was like, oh, this is crazy. So,
how did you find, like, how have you found the year? Will this year be one of the ones that kind of goes down that we'll be talking about for years to come?
Bro,
when it comes to music releases?
So, I mean, J. Cole's on another feature run right now. He just dropped a new feature with Wale, and last week he dropped a feature with Joyner. So he might drop might drop an EP, like that Heavens EP, like that like he freestyle over the Pipe Down beat. So he might drop again. If he does, that's crazy.
He just dropped something on YouTube too.
The Heavens EP.
That's what that was.
Yeah, he freestyled over Pipe Down over the Drake
beat.
He's
got Drewski hosts in his tour. That shit looks hilarious.
So like if he drops again, that'd be crazy. And like Kendrick might drop. I don't think he's gonna drop. Like he's definitely dropping soon. I just don't know if this year, but the thing is he is like headlining and like performing on some pretty big bills.
He's on the flipping halftime show.
So I think we might get it this year. We might not.
Yeah, you never know.
But I'm still waiting on that SZA album, man. She's dropped some crazy singles, like Good Days. Oh my gosh.
She hasn't dropped since
Control.
Control.
But she's been everywhere. Like she's dropped like I think 3 or 4 singles this year. Then
features as well.
Yeah, like, she's dropped a bunch of features. She was like on that Black Panther soundtrack. Yeah. She was on the DJ Khaled album with the Miss Jackson remake.
What about West Side Gun, man? Dedicated to these raps, bro. He's been killing it. Ever since Donda.
Bro, the guy dropped an album, then the side B 3 weeks later with 20 songs.
Dude, what? The features on that shit are like, nuts.
That
bro.
Guy, like, I always picture like those.
Got
like,
a million in paintings.
I always picture the Griselda dudes just like walking anywhere together, and then one of them thinks of a bar. They just pull out their phone, record a song on the spot, go clean it up, and then release it.
It's what I love about those guys. Is like they're doing artistic gutter rap, like it's very like facts, rap, but like they do it so artistic, like they're genuine artists, and it's cool because like it shows people that like artists come in any like form at any like upbringing. Like these guys are like, man, like the paintings like this guy has inside of his house, like the Hitler's Where's Hermes, like those paintings are crazy.
I saw the worst thing. I forget where they were promoing Hitler's Where Hermes. I think it's 8 he's on right
now. Eight side B. So technically
they're promoting
9.
That, but the billboard they put up next to it was like next to an anti-Jew hate like thing. I was like, oh, that's the word. Like, how do you not like, bro?
They probably did that on purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude.
Yeah.
So no one is that maniacal. That's
they
brutal.
Don't like, but that's the thing. Like are you gonna get mad at that if you're not mad at the music? Like,
I remember listening to, I think Hitler's Wears Hermes 6 mm-hmm. was the first, was when I found West Side Gun, maybe even 7.
Mm.
But I remember liking it, and then he kind of fell out of style for me because I didn't realize his whole thing was the gunshots and like and just kind of like being it got annoying to me fast.
That's
but
funny.
Now I'm back to liking him right now.
No, I feel that.
It's like, kind of like how I felt also towards DJ Drama in Tyler's thing. I thought it was a bit much.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
So I hear. Fair but enough. Like, it is coming back to me as well. People are just reminding us, yo, Tyler did drop this year.
Mm-hmm. Bro. So, and a rap album.
What do you think about Nas's album?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
You didn't listen to it.
No, I've listened to it. Okay, I was gonna say. But I haven't listened to it. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
fair.
It's a Nas, like, I mean, like, come on. The song with Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
I haven't, like, not like King's Disease 1. Like, King's Disease 1, I, like, you know, digested it.
Yeah,
I've just been, like, just...
Bump that on your way home.
Yeah? Yeah, okay.
It's a fire album.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
How do you feel, like, dropping this year? Like, how, like, where... What was your kind of plan doing it this year?
Well, for me, really, like, I always argue with, like, you know, other artists about this, but I like putting as much stuff out as I can. And for me personally, it's just because I want, like, I always think the newest song I make is better than the last one, right? So I want my Spotify or my Apple Music or my YouTube to be up to date when you click that link. Like, I don't want to feel like, I'll send you a song like this that's why I release a lot, and that's also why I wanted to drop the album, because the last tape I wasn't as, you know, gung-ho about it, so I wanted to drop that. So I feel great. Numbers are going up, you know. Last year kind of you know, like 2020 2019 kind of stopped releasing as much, and it was definitely both personal and just artistic reason, you know, learning how to make beats and stuff. But now it's full steam ahead. Like, I'm dropping a single every month. That's still a plan. I got, like I said, I'm working on the collab tape with Sparkwoods, so that's hopefully dropping 2022. Me and Kaz, part of Surf, we're dropping singles. We're gonna drop a collab tape. If Savo, well, me and Savo have, you know, some sort of collab
an
tape.
Idea. Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess at what this might be?
What?
You should do like a, or what I want it to be, is you should do like a visual album.
Ooh.
Like Kanye's like Runaway, like the full 35 minute like thing. That shit would be dope. You're nice with the visuals.
Thank you, bro. Man, thank you.
And
thank
I feel
you.
Like you're creative you enough to like something. Create some sort of script
thank
that you could
no,
make.
No,
and
we
I would buy into that heavy.
Definitely. That'd
be
like,
fucking next.
See, visuals are a plan for 2022. I just making a whole short film is something that There's a plan. I don't know if it's 2022 though, but the next project there is gonna be something like the next
this
personal
album
project
would be perfect for it. Like it's
oh the plan the original
like you could put like 2 minutes of skit.
Trust me. There was the original. It was gonna be a short. Like this was a soundtrack to.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
So like
wow.
The instead of dropping videos, I was gonna do a whole like. I don't know if you guys have seen Prima Donna by Vince Staples, like the short film. There's a couple other ones out there where it's a short film and there's pieces of songs inside like a soundtrack.
Yeah.
And originally that was going to be the plan, but again, just stuff didn't work out. And if I'm going to do it, I want it to like, I don't want it to be like, oh yeah, this rapper made a short film. I want, oh, this short film is dope. You know, I want.
You
want
to be done right.
Yeah, I want you to like the film because it's a good film, and not because you like me as a rapper and you're giving me the benefit of the doubt. That, you know, like it's same thing with me rapping on my own production. Like it took me a minute to put out songs because like I wanted you guys to like the beats because you like the beats and not because the rapper was making the beats.
Do you feel like you put a lot of pressure on yourself?
Yeah, but you know that's how you get better, man. Like right, there's no. you know, like, I mean, I'm built for it. You know, that's how you got to think of it. Like, you want to be better, shit's going to suck. You know, like, I wasn't good at making beats. Like, it was really bad. And I sucked for a fair bit of time. But, you know, you got to do, anything is going to suck at first. So I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself, but I feed off of it. Like, if there's nothing to do, like, I have more anxiety when, like, oh man, like, what am I going to do? Like, yeah. I like, even if it's a million lists, I like having lists for daily, for weekly, for monthly, for yearly, stuff that I want to do, because that pressure is what gets that, you know, it gives me that kick to keep pushing.
Well, someone's got to be on your ass.
You know, yeah, bro. Mean? Yeah.
And if you're going to do it all yourself, it's going to have to be, man. You.
No, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm learning. Like, a lot of people say they want it, but they don't put in work. So I'm people got it fucked up, man. I'm a
hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Nah, bro. People got it fucked up. They 2022. This is gonna be big. This album's big, but we're going bigger.
Any like other collabs you want to do with other artists and
That you haven't spoken to? Definitely. There's a bunch of like artists in the city. Like, I definitely want to work with City Fidelia, you know. Like, he's dope. Leah Cloud, crazy. She's crazy. Mosey.
Yeah, Mosey's dope. Mosey's
man,
dope.
He's awesome. Like, he's a great guy. And I'm trying to, because he can spit, man. Like, people might be sleeping. Like, I don't know. Like, the kids can spit. Like, he makes me worried. Like, you know what I mean? Sending him a track. Like, no, this guy is really good. And, like I really want that to go bar for bar with him. You know, Sispar. Who else? Mazen. Fire. Who else?
What about you and Kareem? You guys think you'd do anything bigger?
Oh, yeah. Well, Kareem's, that's at this point, it's family, you know? Yeah. Like, I've been engineering for him for like the past year now. So like that's family. He's, we always got some cooking. He's, you know, well, we got, right now I'm trying to, he brought me into his world with Runaway. So I'm trying to find how I can bring him into my world. So that's what we're, but me and Bangs got something where that's going to drop. Me and Bangs are going to drop by the end of the year. That's for sure.
Yeah. Two producers working on that thing.
Yeah. So we got a collab track that we're dropping before the end of the year. Who else? Oh yeah. Me and Kaz.
And Kaz are fucking fire.
We got a whole tape, bro. We got singles. We got a whole tape. He's going to be coming with his own project. Like he's where, as far as Surf goes, we're really trying to, I really want everybody to just start putting stuff, like I said, like me personally, I like putting shit out because it makes me want to put more stuff out, because the last song I put out isn't up to date, and like I want them to feel the same way, so I want them all to start dropping. So Kaz, we're dropping a couple singles, then we're dropping a collab, and then like a collab tape, then he's also gonna start dropping his single, so it's nice, gonna be dope. Bro.
It's gonna be a good year for Surf.
Oh yeah, bro! It's always a good year. So
I'm juiced. I'm fucking juiced.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm running out of questions here to ask you, man. Fuck you.
Yeah. I think we've hit every nail on the head. Something that you want to give a quick shout out to mention.
Oh, there is one question.
Oh
I
yeah,
left.
Yeah. What's up?
One
what's
question
up?
I left. Who were you making Ego Trip for?
I was making it for I was making it for,
that was such a sinister laugh.
it was really, I'd like to say it was for myself, but it was always, I always have this imaginary opponent. Like, there was when making this album, it was really like, you can rap, sure, but can you make songs? And that's really the mindset that I've been in for like the last year. And like, so that, it was really for myself, but I really wanted people to take a step back and be like, okay, like, this is good music.
Yeah. I love that you said that too, because, shit, what was I going to say? that camera threw me off, bro.
It's all good. That's why I laughed too. I was like, wait.
But what were we just talking about?
I don't fucking know. It threw me off.
What were you saying? Sorry about that.
Oh, who did I make Ego Trip for?
Yes. Yes. And then how you were just saying, you put it in the first person for everyone to relate to.
Exactly. No, like I like, obviously, like there's stories and stuff. Like, so like, I'd love people that are, you know, that are going through hardships with the topics that I talk about, with ego and, you know, with substance abuse and stuff like that. I want them to for sure listen. But I also, the reason I delivered it the way I did was because I wanted just people to enjoy music, like really, you know, like just fuck all of the who's hot right now, who's, you know, who's the best. Who's, I just want you to put it on and vibe. Like,
it's, I love it.
It's, yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Now run it up. Ego trip.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Fucking trip, man. T. Chandy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Anything else you want to add, man? Show some people.
Just tell people
where to find you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you can find me at T underscore Chandy, T underscore Chandy. That's pretty much everywhere, or just T Chandy on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify. I did want to give a huge shout out to just everybody in the city, because these last couple of months have really shown me that, bro, like we got something here, like from you guys to the other artists, whether it's musicians or filmographers or, you know, just visual artists, like we got a lot of stuff coming, and like people are really, people really want each other to win. So it's like, just everybody, like from City Fidelia, who's been putting in groundwork, to, you know, newer artists, you know, and and, you know, always shout out Quest, because that guy, Quest, Kareem, all these guys, Soulful, all these guys, like in the last year, they've really, you know, put that battery in my back when at the times where I felt like I'm moving backwards. And so I really want to say thank you to all of those guys. And of course, you know, Surf and, you know, the fam and everybody that's always supporting. So thank you.
T Chandy, everyone. That's beautiful.
T Chandy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming by, man.
No problem. Thanks for
tuning in, folks. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Peace.